Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Ken Hodge, co-producer of Hodge to Hodge podcast on Blog Talk Radio, with a sad, heartfelt postal rap session this morning. And we're going to rap about one of my strength partners in this union game. This 15-minute service talk, this 15-minute postal rap session, I want to say goodbye to the physical body of Brother Damon Russell. I hope I don't get emotional in the next 15 minutes, but if I do, that's just the deep bond that he and I shared. But I have to start off with, we were both soldiers of truth. Before I even get into it, I want to read a quote from a man that I'm sure everybody here knows. It's by Mahatma Gandhi. And Brother Mahatma Gandhi says, "It is better to be violent if there is violence in our hearts than to put on the cloak of nonviolence to cover opponents." And again, you've got Brother Mahatma Gandhi saying, "To thine own self be true. If violence is in your heart, then go ahead and act violence, because it would be worse for you to feel violence and act like you're showing love." So before I get into my real message, I want to send a message to Columbus Branch, again, my branch, that I've been elected to lead. And I want to say to you, a lot of people in that building have to do some soul searching, because I see all the lovely posts on Facebook about Brother Damon Russell. But as a branch president, as a builder of unions, I want to tell you, Columbus, you did that brother wrong, and I mean real wrong. And let me say, there's a small handful of you that was scared of Damon because he was a strong black man. And it put fear in you when there was nothing to fear. I understood his love for the union. And when I put my administration together, I put him as my chief right-hand individual to help guide and develop me in this process. And what did you do? You went behind his back. And when I say you, I'm talking to a small handful, but that small handful needs to be addressed. Oh, don't walk around with sad faces now trying to show love for a brother who you despitefully used when he walked amongst us. That small handful conspired with our sorry behind local president, Bit Macklemore, and you put it out that he couldn't be worked with. People didn't like him. And you know it was a dirty deal, because the local president, without even talking to his branch president, just stripped Brother Damon of all certification that took away from him a practice that he loved to do. Oh, he was a union rep, folks. You might know him as a lot of things. But let me tell you something. I know some people, me, Susie Mullet, Will Johnson, Damon Russell. I mean, we had a bond that will never be broken, because I understand if you love someone unconditionally, even though that person is gone, that love is still there. And yes, when I speak about my brother, I use the word love a lot. because I really want Columbus to know, and I want Bit Macklemore to know, what you did to that brother on the side of the Union, or in the air of what's best for the branch, destroyed a part of his spirit. Now, let me say this, because I don't mean in any way to give you credit for having anything to do with his home going. That was a decision made by God and God alone. But I want you to know, as you walk around here with your fake mourning, yes, and I said it, with your fake mourning, you just remember when that brother walked amongst us, Bip and a small handful of liars in Columbus put together a story so awful that you forced Bip's hand, or you complimented Bip's decision to snatch away from him something that he loved to do, and that was represent mail handlers in the 304. He's been doing it over 15 years. Yeah, this is my goodbye to Brother Damon, because I want Brother Damon to know that the struggle will go on, and it will go on empowered by his presence and his existence as I continue to fight. But Columbus, make peace in your heart and understand what you did to Brother Damon. That's done. That book is closed. In his soul, it is okay, because he rests with the Father. And things that took place while he was in the carnal body is of no more importance to him. But he's got soldiers here, and it's still important to me. And I ask you, as I come out and ever has it been known that love knows not its own death until the hour of separation. Quote from the prophet Khalil Gibran. See, this is how me and Damon used to read and how we would study. And again, I just don't want Columbus or Bit Macklemore to let the sun go down and you don't feel some kind of sorrow for the way you treated that brother when he was here. Yes, and you should feel an emptiness in your heart. Don't worry. God will take care of it. He will replace it. But you should feel it. Brother Malcolm X said, I don't even call it violence when it's in self-defense. I call it intelligence. And what I mean by I call it intelligence is we fought a fight for everybody. And you did what? And most of you people, when he was there, I'm sorry, some of you people, and you know the very small handful I'm talking to, the backstabbing, lying people who smiled in his face, and all the time they wanted to take his place. Yes, I'm talking about the backstabbers. And you know, I had to get that. That was on my spirit to tell you. And I do thank God for choosing a lot different words than I thought I would tell you this morning. I'm going to go with one more quote, and then I'm going to say goodbye to my brother. Most people, including ourselves, live in a world of relative ignorance. We are not even comfortable with, we are even comfortable with that ignorance, because it is all we know. When we first start facing truth, the process may be frightening, and many people run back to their old lives. But if you continue to seek truth, you will eventually be able to handle it better. In fact, you want more. It's true that many people around you now may think you are weird or even a danger to society, but you don't care. Once you've tasted the truth, you won't ever want to go back to being ignorant. And that's a quote from Socrates. And to my brother Damon, I say, my brother Wes, rest well. You fought a good fight. You fought the fight that the master had determined that you should fight. Now he said to you, come on up a little higher, because there are other things in the kingdom that you are now qualified or have been selected to do. Yes, my brother, in the physical form, you will be greatly missed by those who missed you or who enjoyed speaking with you when you walked around here amongst us. But there are some, and I speak about this on my postal podcast now, I'm trying to keep my conversation postal and you and on my regular podcast show. I'm going to eulogize you, my brother, the way you and I lived. But here's a brother with over 15 years of postal service. Your local president decided to just snatch it away from him. And again, wake up, people. Was his leadership so strong? Was his definition of being a man so strong, so embodying, that rather than have him help you do good, you'd rather just see him go away? Because that's the decision you made, and that's the decision that your sorry local president carried out. Yes, and I want you to know, I'm always going to have kind words in this case to say about Bip Macklemore, because he played right into that nonsense. And I'm going to tell you something that Brother Damon never told you. Yes, that crushed him. Now, when I say crushed, some people being crushed means I can no longer move forward. But no, we took that, and even though he was decertified, we still studied 2 or 3 nights a week. We still got together and looked over cases. Again, because he's not certified, I couldn't let him handle a case, but we talked about different scenarios, and his guidance was still there. So I say to you, we had a strong black man in our ranks, and rather than allow his strength to be used for our good, a very small handful of you jealous backstabbers went crying to Bip, and because he don't have the sense to really know what's going on in that office, made a knee-jerk decision, and you snatched a love away from that man. And when I say a love, you snatched his love for representing union members away from him. And for that, I do hope you feel sorrow. But because I am a God-fearing man, now I don't fear God. I'm a God-loving man. I pray that the Creator will touch your heart. So maybe you can wake up, and nobody else from that office has to pass away that you conspired to do dirt against without you making apology or making amends. So, Brother Damon, I say you take your rest, soldier. It's time. You've been given the ultimate command to go ahead and fall out, soldier. But when you fall out, trust me, God will be calling you already to fall back in. And your mission is not over. It has just been enhanced. If we really stop and think about it, Brother Damon is somewhere looking at us, and he's the sad one right now that we have to stay here amongst this nonsense that we live in day to day. Because he's with the Father right now, and his spirit is soaring. So if we keep things in perspective and in due bounds, and if we really have true love for Brother Damon, we won't weep too much, because in the physical, we are used to being sad when we miss somebody, but we should rejoice in the overall concept that he's with the Father now. And I tell you, my brother, I ask you, my brother, please continue to stop by and check on me. Please continue to seek me out and give me a word. Hey, I got mad love for you, my brother, and I speak to you just like I'm looking at you. I love you, Brother Damon. What we had and what we shared in that office trying to build a strong union will never be duplicated. So you take your rest, soldier, and I'm going to keep the fight going. And you will always be right here with me as I continue this fight. Hey, my brother, I'll talk to you in a minute. You save a place at the table for me, because I'll rejoice when we all are in the master's presence. Columbus Branch, get your act together. You let a soldier go home somewhat tarnished by your actions, but it's not too late. Seek God and seek the ability to treat people like you want to be treated.